as housing prices have spiraled out of control in technology hubs like San Francisco and, increasingly, here in the Washington region, tech companies are investing billions of dollars to help solve the problem. Firms like Apple and Google have been widely blamed for worsening gentrification near their headquarters as well-paid workers price out locals. Amazon has faced these criticisms, too. The company is based in Seattle but is building a new corporate campus in Arlington. Recently, Arlington County announced Amazon would contribute $20 million to affordable housing there. But housing advocates say tech companies' housing investments are an imperfect solution to a massive problem. And ultimately, they say, the companies could be the ones that benefit the most. Joining us to talk about all of this is Allie Schweitzer, a reporter on WAMU's new affordability desk. Welcome, Allie.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
All right. So let's start with this. Talk about this $20 million housing contribution, investment, whatever you want to call it, from Amazon in Arlington. How did it come to be, and how much housing could it help provide?
Yeah, Arlington County announced in November that Amazon was going to put $20 million into the county's Affordable Housing Loan Fund, but it was not a philanthropic donation. It was more of a transaction. Basically, Amazon needed county approval to build bigger buildings than zoning allowed, and the county said, we're willing to change the zoning if you give us a community benefits package. So that's what this was. And it is a lot of money from a single source, but it's not expected to produce a critical mass of housing. To give you a sense, it's estimated that the D.C. region needs to add about 320,000 housing units over the next 10 years to meet projected demand. This Amazon money, meanwhile, would help finance less than 1% of that, about 235 units.
All right. And I'm sure a lot of people are thinking Amazon, one of the most valuable companies in the world. For them, it's a drop in the bucket. But, you know, even if it's not a lot, you could argue that it's better than nothing, right?
Well, sure. And some in the private sector would say that the housing shortage is really the product of government failure, not tech employers who are bringing highly paid workers to cities where there isn't enough housing for them and everybody else. But let's take this beyond Amazon. On the West Coast, we've seen huge investments from Apple, Google, Facebook, and Microsoft also into affordable housing. They're responding to criticism that their high-income employees are causing gentrification, and prices have gotten so high that it's starting to affect their workforce. So these companies are offering billions of dollars to help build more housing, but mostly they're offering short-term loans to governments. So governments would be borrowing money from Apple to pay for housing construction, then repaying Apple with interest. So these companies are actually making money on these housing contributions. Now, that's to be expected. These are, of course, for-profit entities, but that's why housing advocates raise an eyebrow when Apple announces $2.5 billion for housing. They're looking at it and saying, what's Apple get out of it? And it's clear they get a lot.
All right. So governments, cities obviously want to attract these companies. They want to attract jobs and they want to spur any economic development that might come with them. But what do affordable housing advocates say would be a better solution to the housing crisis in general, or any related issues that these companies are bringing when they move in? What options are there that you're hearing haven't been explored yet?
Well, the thing most advocates want to see is simply more public spending on housing. But fully meeting the need for housing would be expensive and probably involve controversial tax increases. So then there's the option of tweaking zoning to allow denser housing types, which is what Minneapolis and Oregon did, but that tends to scare homeowners. So advocates have proposed less ambitious solutions like, you know, asking these wealthy tech companies to underwrite longer term, lower return housing loans, or finding creative ways to raise money for housing through fees paid to the government. And here we're seeing officials take many of these piecemeal steps, not a big impact yet, but there's enough awareness of the housing crisis now that some advocates are feeling more optimistic that bigger solutions could be in the pipeline.
All right. That's reporter Allie Schweitzer from WAMU's Affordability Desk, breaking down this huge topic of housing affordability and the tech companies that maybe have to solve the problem. Allie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.